still got two red lights. What does that mean?
Today is March 21st, 2007. My name's Isabel Tuning. I'm here with the Brownsburg Museum to interview Mrs. Ann McCorkle, who was born in the Brownsburg area and is going to tell me some of her memories of Brownsburg. Mm-hmm. So, Mrs. McCorkle, would you tell me your full name?
Ann Blair Buchanan McCorkle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were born in Brownsburg or the Brownsburg area?
Out in the suburbs of Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Brownsburg has suburbs. About a mile west in the, and I'm not sure, I think it was the old McClung house. There was a mill and maybe they ran the mill there. But my grandmother lived further on the McElwee Road.
Mm-hmm.
That was where my father, I assume, was born, and his sister and brother.
And when were you born?
November the 6th, 1923, on election day.
Ah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Father was at the polls and was hoping upon hope that maybe I would be a boy. No such luck. One time he even said, even the darn cats are females. And of course, with us, the family name ended, and then my Uncle Will had one daughter, Eliza, and no boys, so that's Buchanan's.
And that was, so that was Mrs. Fanny Buchanan?
Mm-hmm. Astaire.
Ah, okay, okay.
Kin to you.
Right, yeah. And that's who's in that picture.
Yes.
That was Eliza.
Uh-huh.
Well, yep. You mentioned to me that you were the fourth of four girls.
Mm-hmm.
What were your sisters' names?
Margaret Antoinette, which came from some of my mother's ancestry, French Huguenots. 5 years later, Eugenia Johnston, my grandmother's Eliza Johnston Hutchison, and then 2 years later, Mary Elizabeth, and then 2 years later, Ann Blair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you were born at home?
Yes, and Virginia Gilmer was the
midwife?
Yes.
What's her name? Gilmore or
right.
Gillum?
Gilmore. No, Gilmore,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, and I cannot remember her husband's name, but they lived on the, what road was that?
That was Dry Hollow
right.
Road, I think
I
they lived
the name
on
of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Isabel that whenever Virginia helped to birth a baby, she would plant a rose bush in her yard, so she had many rose bushes.
I think that's such a nice story. That
we just loved her. She was very soft-spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And she was the midwife for mm-hmm. Brownsburg.
Mm-hmm. Well, for us. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I'm
mm-hmm.
only speaking for us. Yeah.
And your father farmed?
Yes.
That was his primary occupation?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He did go to Debonair for 1 year, but he pretty much majored in having a good time, but whatever. And my uncle was a livestock dealer, so the two worked very well together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you mentioned, I believe, that your grandmother had gone to Mary Baldwin
yes.
for a year?
Mm-hmm. And when she wanted to learn, maybe she, I don't know what she knew about music, but anyway, when she went there, she had to take her own piano on a buckboard, they called it, which was sort of an unusual thing. But she did, excuse me, teach my sister Eugenia to play the piano, and Jean did a beautiful job, and she would sit in the living room and we just sort of assimilated all this music. You know, now you'd hear songs
mm-hmm.
and just went through, you know, you could sing them,
mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm.
listen to them. And Eugenia did well. She later on played an organ just for her own kind of benefit.
Tell me again about your grandmother stopped playing the piano?
Oh, my grandfather died when my father was 12 years old, and my sister said my grandmother never touched the piano after that. She was just in very deep mourning.
Oh, very mm-hmm. sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And was this your grandmother who lived up on the hill, the farm?
Mm-hmm.
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 And you said she was austere and
mm-hmm.
sort of severe.
Straight-laced.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember I used to grind the coffee beans for her. And I remember she had a huge coffee pot on her big old wood stove. And she would put eggshells. And someone said that was to settle the grounds.
Oh, I never heard that.
Or clear it.
Uh-huh.
But she was a wonderful cook. And she often helped at the Chrysanthemum Show at New Providence, out in the old academy is where she and some of the black fellows there would help to freeze the ice cream in a big 10-gallon freezer. And she made the most delicious apricot ice cream.
Apricot? Mm-hmm.
And of course then, it was all good because it was all a lot of fat, but I'm sure she used raw eggs and you know, things we would never think about
using. Did apricots grow locally?
I would say they were probably dried and then she, you cook them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have this little cookbook from that Chrysanthemum Show. Now, I don't think that recipe's, but it does have...
And what Mrs. McCorkle's just showed me is a little booklet. It says, Souvenir of the Chrysanthemum Festival, Brownsburg, Virginia, 1905.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it has little recipes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so interesting. Your grandmother made ice cream for the chrysanthemum.
Well, and everybody pitched in. It was just a wonderful. And even when I left there in 40, 41, it was beginning to slow down because people weren't as active.
Oh, they were still having it.
Well,
until the war.
Yeah,
until
the war was in 41, or late 40, mm-hmm. December. And I remember one time we were helping to wait on tables, you know, they had the young people. And Governor Price of Virginia came to it, and I remember I had to serve him water, and I had, you know, flustered.
Were you nervous?
Put the pot down and didn't spill it on. But it was, and even Dave and... My father and Dave's father were great, great friends, but one was a staunch Democrat, the other was a staunch Republican. But they used to cut ham together and slice turkey together. So at least
they had the chrysanthemum show.
And people would make wonderful salad. Everything was homemade. And then on the third floor of the building, of course, they had chrysanthemums. People raised chrysanthemums, and they were sold. People would come and buy them, and they'd be judged. They'd have ribbons on them.
And was that a moneymaker for the church or
yes.
the community? Or
I would say the church, mm-hmm. basically. But of course, I think when I think of Rockbridge County, I think of Democrats and Presbyterians.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's pretty much what it was. I think there's one Catholic church in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to your Scots-Irish background. And Augusta County has a lot to.
And your father was the Democrat, and Mr. McCorkle's father was the Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But they did work together in carbon. So that was good.
And so people would buy tickets for the meals at the Chrysanthemum
There would be
show?
Lunch tickets. I think it was probably 2 days. Two lunches and two dinners, uh-huh. But it was just everybody was involved. I remember my sister Margaret at that time was teaching in a one-room school at Crawford, which had been a chapel, I didn't realize, of New Providence, out near Walker's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's now home. And I was out from not going to school that day. And then I went down, you know, was in the classroom with it. It was interesting. But then we came and went to the Chrysanthemum Show. And a lot of young people helped. I was probably too young at the time, but a lot of them would come and serve the tables. And
so you were a member of New Providence?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Born and bred, yeah.
And so you said you lived in Brownsburg until 1941?
Mm-hmm. Went to Mary Washington College in the fall of 41.
Mm-hmm.
So war was declared when we were, you know.
Oh, at college.
Mm-hmm.
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 Who were some of your neighbors out on Hayes Creek Road?
Mrs. James Rand and her daughter Mary Stewart. I think she had been married twice, and this was a daughter by the second husband. She was a widow, had a lovely home. And Harold and Vinda Wade were in the mill, which was just on their side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold, I think, was a brother of Amelia, and
I think. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as I said, that had been an old McClung mill at one time. And then across the creek, the Hayes Creek ran behind our house, and the mill race was the Sensibles. I don't remember their names. The McClungs lived not too far, Miss Sally Reed and Miss Madge and Mr. Morton. where Jen Wade, Jen Heffelfinger lived.
Oh, at Level Loop?
Yeah, that's Level Loop.
And who lived down at Bellevue?
Moneymakers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And ironically, Dave's Aunt Eva and my grandmother taught school down there.
Oh, they
the
did.
The same grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we had the school bell. Dave's family had the school bell from Bellevue.
Oh, how mm-hmm. nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a girls' academy mm-hmm. at Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When did you start to school in Brownsburg?
Yeah, I was 7, because then you had a November birthday, and you had to be 7 then to start, so. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the first grade? You remember what it was
I
like?
Ironically, I remember these little straight chairs. I remember the locker system in writing. We would do ovals and then straight up and down, you'd count. But it really was, because so many of these old letters that I read now, which are a couple of general, I can't read the writing, but at least with the locker system. But that it was the Palmer system, I think they called it.
Mm-hmm. Their handwriting systems.
Yeah. Your cursive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Miss Isabel Leach was my first grade teacher. I don't remember much more about that.
How big were the classes?
I'd say 20. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure much less than even their children, and of course their children's children.
And how did you get to school?
Well, I don't know when this started, but I know my sister drove a buggy. This is Sister Margaret, and everything fell on her. She was the oldest, and then she'd look after the rest of us. But she would drive us. So I would sit between Eugene and Mag or Margaret, and poor Liz would be in the back. And I remember after Christmas, Liz was still singing Christmas carols. We thought, oh, Liz, please. But that was okay. And then Mag said, you know, she'd have to up there where the Dices lived, a big gray house as you go past. Right down below the school, when I'm talking about, you go around.
Oh, mm-hmm.
The Dices lived there, but Mag would leave her horse there, and she said, then I got to school, and I smell like a horse all day. That's Mag. Mag would tell it like it was. But, you know, she's, but I don't think we did that too long. Then the school bus came by, and if you lived within a mile, you were expected to walk, but we lived in far enough.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I know one time it snowed, and we said, oh, goody, we have a day off, and Mr. Trimmer said, but you could have walked. You might have been late, but you could have gotten here.
So she wasn't happy with you taking
no.
the day off.
But as a family of girls, we really did. And I think that's what is the bottom line here is the closeness of the family and all the things her mother did. And Sunday afternoons, there was a Hurlbut story of the Bible, and she would read us Bible stories. And I remember, I guess, during the polio scare, and I'm not sure when that was, but I know it was in August. No youngsters under a certain age could attend anything. You were not allowed to go. And my mother, we would, on Sundays, we would close the shutters because it was very hot on the house, and on Sundays we would play like we were going to church. So we were not allowed to play cards on church. Mm-hmm. We were not allowed to go swimming on church on Sundays. So
did you swim in the creek behind your house?
Well, there was a creek was there, but there was also a mill race closer. And I don't know how in the world we, because when you got in near the mill, it just dropped straight down. How in the world?
That's why you didn't go over
yeah,
the edge.
Yeah, and of course it was bad water. It was raw sewage. I know Dave and I took a trip to Russia in 75, and everybody got sick. But I guess I had a good beer. I'm drinking all the water. But whatever. We had a cow. My dad, the three other girls, I guess I'm just the blessed one, because I guess everybody just said, oh, she's the baby of the family. And at the same time, I felt like I couldn't do much because all these sisters were much better, but really I've been blessed. Because my dad was trying to teach me how to milk this cow. And I guess I don't know what I was doing, but he said, oh. And it just picked the burrs out of her tail. And I'm not. So I just learned about it. But we had good times, and my mother would make, oh, it was a wonderful cook. I remember we used to go to Churchfield, and of course my mother was a little more sophisticated. She had played tennis, and she had their own tennis courts. And
oh.
Churchfield was a larger village, mm-hmm. and more thriving mm-hmm. than Brownsburg. So she had really it was pretty tough. And when I look back, I think it was pretty rough. And I just know why she read a lot, just to get away from us four kids. But I can remember this wonderful place down there, Summerdean. It was like a big spring in the shade. And my mother evidently got up with the wee small airs and cooked, had fried chicken and lemon tarts. And we'd pack this picnic lunch and we'd stop there on the way to Churchville. And I'm sure she had a sister-in-law that was sort of picky, and, you know, that's just the way she handled feeding us. But anyway, we'd go into Churchville. Ironically, she was a good cook, but I never learned to cook. I just didn't learn
to cook. You didn't have to, because she was a good cook.
Well, anyway, I just didn't.
Did you have chores?
I can remember getting wood in, because then particularly in the kitchen, we had a wood stove. Because my dad would chop the wood, but we had to bring it in, stack it up. And I remember, you know, if the person before you didn't stack it, then it was going to be trouble down the line. So this one sister, you didn't have, no, why don't you do it right? And since my uncle was in livestock, he would take us to open the gates. So when I got finally to Harrisonburg, when I married Dave, I had never really lived on a farm. It was just wasn't into it. Then I learned all about it. And I thought, in all these years, I haven't made much progress. I'm still getting in wood and opening gates. what else can I talk about? We had sleigh rides. We had a big hill right behind the house. And my mother would fix vegetable soup and hot cocoa. And I guess as a four of us, we're just always doing things together. We'd get a Christmas tree. Christmas time, as opposed to youngsters today, maybe some of them do it, we all made a list of everybody in the family. And then we were given a certain amount of money, and then we would get all those people gifts and wrap them. Nowadays, it's pretty much goes to the child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, that was good. We would write our list to Santa Claus, and we had this wood stove in the living room. And then our mother, of course, always read the list first, then she put it in the stove, and it would go up to Santa Claus.
Oh, that's how the letter got mailed to Santa Claus, I see.
Oh, and of course, I believed in the Easter Bunny until one Easter. My mother's fingers, one Easter morning when I got up, her fingers were bright, six different colors, and I thought, whoa, disillusionment. And we'd make ice cream down in the basement, and everybody would want to lick the dasher. We'd never done that to this
point. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the house like?
And this water system was pretty bad. We called it the tank room, and this was cistern water. No, that was the water from the creek.
What was on the main floor of the house?
Well, we had a living room, and later on, my mother was very, very artistic and very ingenious. I think she had one clock she'd painted about six different times. She just thought, well, the clock ought to look this color, but she really was very good. She could look at a pattern in the paper of a dress, and just put a newspaper down and just cut out the pieces and make it. And every Christmas, this Aunt Anna, we always knew. All four of us would get this lumpy package. We knew what it was going to be, dress material. But you know, then we said, oh no, not again. But it was her way of helping to clothe us, because as we know, we didn't have. And then, of course, when I was number four, you'd see a dress start on Mag, and I'd see it come all the way down.
And you were tired of it by the time it got to you.
Yeah, so now I do. I don't shop much anymore, but then I did. Oh, I'd love to have something that wasn't homemade.
Mm-hmm.
But our parents were doing the best we could. And I think, as opposed to Dave's background, he had had a lot and lost it, but I'd never had it. So then you don't used to appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I can remember the butcher and the pigs or the hogs in the creek. Of course, they would shoot them, and then they would have these big pots of hot, very hot water, and I guess that would take the hair off me. Remember doing all that part. But my grandmother got the brunt of all that, because all that meat would go to her house, and we never did do that part. I can remember my dad butchering beeves, and having, you know, seeing the whole process. We never had mutton or lamb till I went to Mary Washington, because I guess it was too valuable to eat.
Oh, because people used them for the wool?
Well, that too, and I guess
it was just expensive meat.
Right. I don't. At this point, all my sisters are gone, so I can't say one to one. But now I'm enjoying lamb because I've never had it. Christmas trees. I remember the second sister, who was very particular. We would decorate the tree, and I'd put on an ornament. And she said, "Oh no, you can't put it there. Try it. No, I'm crying to mother." She said, "You know what? You go out and get your own tree and put it in your bedroom." So I did that.
So did you have your own bedroom?
Well, mostly we lived poorly, as she was always the one who was sort of put upon. The main room had a living room and a dining room, and bedroom and a kitchen, and then the bedrooms were upstairs. So I guess as we grew, we sort of moved in with the older sisters together, yeah.
And are there four bedrooms upstairs in that house?
Yeah. One was near that tank room. I'm trying to think. I think that was where the cistern water. You know, cisterns weren't very clean either. I think we did try to clean off the roof after it rained. But that was the tank room that held this water. And then the water that came up from this ram that was the creek water that we used for bathing, but we didn't ever drink from that.
And do you remember when electricity came?
My sister Eugenia had a bad scar over her lip, and she had fallen on a Delco. I think that was the name of this plant that evidently McClung's had put in there. Brother was there. We had some registers, but it had to go with that system, and evidently my parents had done away with that, because we just had stoves, wood stoves.
And what was Delco?
It was like sort of like canned heat, I think.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And how about electricity lights?
Electricity came in the late 30s, I guess. And oh, that was something else. We first had, the lamps and the shades to clean, and then we had the Aladdin lamps, which gave a good light. And then when the electricity came, it was great.
We had lamps that plugged. I just don't know what. Did they come through and wire all the houses? How did you make your house hook up to the electricity in the line outside? I don't know either. Now the wires are all in the walls.
Yeah, well, often, and even nowadays, even that, well, this house we lived in had that bare bulb hanging from the ceiling that you don't see anymore at all. No, I can't answer that.
And could you tell me a little bit more about going to Brownsburg School?
Well, of course, the grade schools were pretty much fixed. We went to the old academy. We had chapel. And this is a song, but we're still using it here. Isn't that terrible? We had chapel. Ms. Turman read scripture, and we would have hymns, and the whole school would come, I guess, for about 15 minutes.
Oh, every day at the beginning of the day?
Or sometime during the day. But we had a lot of plays there, and of course, my being 10 years younger than my sister, these things are all different than what they did. I remember one time that the basketball court was like beside the old academy, and Brownsburg was to be the host team, and it had rained. So Miss Trimmer took her whole school right on this clay court, and we all tramp for how long? I don't know. And then she lined it off.
Oh, so she even was the person who lined off the basketball court. Did she teach you any classes?
Yes, English and Latin.
In high school?
Yeah. But, I love school. I remember when my sisters had all gone, I would just sit and not really write, but just and line up dolls. I always wanted to teach. Couldn't wait to get to school, so, you know, no problem there. But they were all good. I had a picture, this one, of a lot of them. There's Molly Sue. There's Miss Trimmer.
Oh, these are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
There's Al Lunsford. This is probably near the time. I don't think it says the date on there. Yeah, 37. See, that's when, by the time I would have entered high school. Because Mary Wark Dunlap had been there. She was at, my sister loved her as an OMEC teacher. Now, Rosemel Patterson had been a former principal. But then Miss Trimmer, you know, came in. So she'd been around a while.
And was Mrs. Trimmer the principal when you started in school, Miss Trimmer?
As far as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're younger, it was just...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you remember any of your other teachers?
Yeah, I think I wrote those down here somewhere. Isabel Leach, Miss Herbert Brown, who's Margaret and John's mm-hmm. mother. Miss Coe had bright red hair. Miss Amel, Ellen Montgomery, Polly Wade, Imogen Whittington, Al Lunsford.
Were they, some of those were your high school teachers in?
In grade.
Mm-hmm.
Jen Heffelfinger taught us in seventh grade.
Oh, did she?
In the old stucco building.
Mm-hmm. Did you take home ec?
Mm-hmm.
Did all the girls take home ec?
Yeah, I think it was pretty well required. Hated it.
Did you?
Well, there again, this picky Ann, because I remember Miss Whittington was there, and she said, well, Ann, now you can clean out the garbage cans today. And I thought, oh, dear. But anyway, I did that. And remember, a pair of pajamas, you know, you make something, and you take it apart, and you make da-da-da-da. Well, Eleanor Whipple and I were going to a get-together up in Goshen Pass, or up in Wilson Springs. We were riding, I was riding Meg's horse. I'm not much of a horseman. But anyway, at that time, we got these hats that you could roll up and put in a little round container. And I had put my pajamas that I'd made home in there. When we got down Lauren Hayes Creek, down that back way to Walker's Creek, and when King, the pony, tried to sit down in the water. But anyway, it went on. Well, we got on down there, and then Elder and I said, oh, well, I've got my pajamas in here. Now, look, the whole bottom had dropped out. Well, the next day, these pajamas were hanging up in that store. Somebody picked them up. I said, oh, no, the pajamas. And anyway, but it was good. You learn, but, you know, you just have to cook a while. It's elementary. But that was good.
And what about going to New Providence? Did you?
Oh, now that, and I think Mary and I spoke of that, our social life was really, and that's why we were so, I said today, the other day, my, we were so limited and so, well, we were. It was just school, church, home. That was a really, that was a social part, to go to your young people's group and work in that, and then we would go to the different churches when they had rallies. And even school, of course, Miss Trimmer had wonderful basketball. And then we would go, there's a woman over in healthcare now who, we were doing a sing-along here a couple of years ago. And she said, I'm at Eagle Rock. And I said, I think we played them in basketball. She said, yeah, we played you and we won. And I said, no, you don't know that. But so that was about as far as away we got from home. It was just a very, I think the year Mr. Hanna was there or had moved to Grundy from New Providence, and Mary stared. And Dave and I and Francis Bell Martin and Sid, we, I don't know how we got it. I think we rode a bus to Grundy, and that was pretty far off
that
base.
Was a long way.
But then to nowhere, but anyway, that was a nice trip. And I think when Francis Bell Martin was in Montreat, I did take the bus down there. But we were, our parents would take vacations, but we would, they would have a woman come and stay with us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Where would they go to visit?
Oh, they often, they, I think they went with my mother's brother, Will Bear in Churchville, and his wife. I know they went to Niagara Falls and.
And who stayed with you?
Well, they had I think it was Ms. Moran in Brownsburg who would come and stay with us.
And. What were the ministers? Who were the ministers at New Providence when you were growing up?
Dr. McLaughlin, or Mr. McLaughlin, I came, I think was there the year I was born, maybe, or else that's when that education building was built,
mm-hmm.
23. He was a wonderful entrepreneur, too. He got a doctor and a bank, and he raised cattle, I think he had a herd of cattle, but he did get do well for that community. And that's when New Providence was the largest country church in the South in that area, in that time. And then Mr. Hanna followed him, and then Dr. Walthall was really there when we were in high school. And then he went in service. And then, of course, I left the community. Hutchison was there, and Dr. Locke White.
And so you left before World War II started?
Well, that fall. Mm-hmm. I left the fall of 41.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go when you...
To Mayor Washington, mm-hmm. Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm.
And were you studying to be a teacher?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Education courses. Mm-hmm.
Bachelor of Science thing, I think you call it. I'm sorry. Went in the summertime because it was just a good thing to do. And I really enjoyed it as opposed to other college. Because you kept up with your homework a lot better when you had to go every day.
Yeah.
So I entered the class of 41. Graduated with a class behind me.
Oh, so you finished in
44.
In 3 years. Mm-hmm. We stopped the tape for a minute, but now we're recording again. And Mrs. McCorkle was telling me about her father's death.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me some of that again?
I guess it seems that there was a lot of arthritis in our family. He had cousins that had severe arthritis. I don't know, this could have been triggered because my uncle died in 39 of a heart attack. And my mother just remembers it was just quite a blow. He was seemed to be well up to that point, but...
Was he the one who handled the livestock?
Yeah, Eliza. And Eliza was just I think I was about 16. Uncle Will had helped. Larry Martin had died the week before. In those days, they carried those caskets up to the graveyard. And ironically, he was dead a week later. But then their father, too, had also died of heart.
Mm-hmm. And he was young, only 62? Mm-hmm.
59.
59.
And my father had died on his 62nd birthday.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And how did your mother, how old were you then?
Let's see.
Were you still at home?
No. Our first daughter was born in 48, and my dad died in 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have been in my early 20s.
And was your mother still living in Brownsburg or
well,
out in Hayes Creek?
Well, it was rough for her. She had never bought my dad and all the grocery shopping, which in those days wouldn't be what it is now. Because I can remember taking a chicken and wringing its neck mm-hmm. and dipping it in water. But also, my mother had never written a check, so this was quite a blow to her.
Mm-hmm.
But my sister lived, Mag lived nearby, and that was good. And then finally, my mother moved to Fairfield with my sister, and then down to the Martin Place.
Mm-hmm.
We all followed Mag around. She moved a lot. But my mother lived to my age, and I was mm-hmm. 83, and I thought, oh, my mother's so old.
And you're so young. Do you, you said your father did the grocery shopping. Do you remember the stores in Brownsburg?
Oh, yeah.
Did you
mm-hmm.
go into, is that where you did most of the shopping?
Yeah. Well, and also they would raise their own hams, you know, cure them. And often they would get fruits from the different places around and make their own jellies and all that. But basically, he would go to Soup Fingers. I don't know whether Dave told you this, not how much the Soup Finger would just use that brown paper. Often you wrap this cheese in that. But if you wanted to charge things, which my dad told us, he said, you may charge school supplies, but you never can charge candy. So, and that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave would say, Mr. Soup Finger, Bob, would just write your name and what you owed and just maybe hit clothespins or something. Just tacked it up. But anyway, there was Woody's store, and I remember, I guess it could, depression glasses that came in the oatmeals.
Mm-hmm.
We thought they were real tacky now, you know. No, depression glasses. Woody's store. And of course, there was Huffman's. Huffman's had a on the other side of Reynoldsburg. I don't think we went up there very much. No, Mr. Bosworth didn't have the post office. I don't think he had much. But I think it was basically Superior Store.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed shoes or things like that?
Well, no, we would, in those days, we would go to Stanton or Lexington. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember one time I wanted a new pair of shoes so badly. We had a concrete walk outside our place. And I went out there and I just rubbed, you know, warm, trying to wear my shoes. Because my mother and I said, no, your shoes are fine. Oh, what a brat I was.
Oh. And when did your family first get a car? Do you remember your first car?
I think it was in the 30s. I remember the eyes and glass curtains, like in Oklahoma. The yellow curtains, I guess they were like, you would just sort of pop them on, you know, and then in the summertime you'd take them off. But they really didn't keep it much cold. But I don't remember, I mean, of course my sister might have before that, I don't know, but I remember that Ford. I guess it was a Ford. I remember driving down near Stanton and just the volume of snows that we had now would just be way up when you go through. You know, maybe, I think, guess it snowed more then than it does now.
Did your mother learn to drive?
Mm-mm, never did.
And did all four of you girls learn to drive?
No, Liz. Liz was a nurse, and she said she'd seen so many bad cases coming into the emergency room. And it was too bad because it really does open doors.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Tell me about meeting Mr. McCorkle.
Oh, that goes on forever.
Okay.
Because that started way back in fourth grade. I had Dave's report card here a while ago, and I think it had on the fifth grade there. He had lived in West Virginia and came to Brownsburg. So we've been together a long time.
Mm-hmm.
62 years.
My goodness. And so did you date in high school?
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of the boys, I guess. So.
And when you had a date with Mr. McCorkle, what would you do? Did he just come over and visit at your house? Or?
Well, we often went to the movies in Lexington. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time Al Lunsford took us there. Often we'd go to the church. We'd go to the church meetings and have things to do there.
And then when did you get married?
In 1945. I had taught a year in Culpeper. And we were married then.
In New Providence?
Uh-huh.
And what was your wedding like?
Well, there again, I just, you know, here again, this daughter who just sort of waited for things to happen. Because Mag, my poor Mag, it's when she even spoke to me, because she always seemed to end up, said when I was little, my mother'd say, oh, where's Ann? And she'd say, oh, Ann. And she'd say, you always say poor Ann, what about poor me? But she took care of all the arrangements. My sister did a veil, and I borrowed a dress from Betty Bates. That was Buck Bates' aunt in Lexington. And Liz, my sister, and then Frances Bell Martin were my attendants, and Ed Patterson. And attendant the day, man, I guess. But anyway, it was at New Providence, and then we had the reception over at Miss Kate Brown's.
And where was that?
That was just across from the mill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, Dunlap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, moved to Harrisonburg.
So right after you were married, you mm-hmm. moved to Harrisonburg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember people in Brownsburg? Were there particular characters or
well,
people who stand out in your memory?
Well, I guess all of us. Whenever we get together here, and there are several of us here at Sunnyside, we always go back to this tour.
She sounds remarkable.
Oh, really? She was. Of course, for that, that's one of the early memories. We had to march to a drummer.
I've heard that. Mr. Dunaway was the mm-hmm. a drummer.
Mm-hmm. And I remember one time this Ernest Slusser, Anna had run away, and of course we were all late. It was just a real upsetting time. I don't know what that was all about, but we were all concerned. trying to think of the people. I remember Will Mollis who told us about that, though.
One of the, Mr. Slusser had run away?
One of his sons.
Well, one of his sons?
Ernest, yeah.
Did he come back?
Yeah, I guess they found him. I think the person should be, maybe shouldn't be on tape, I don't know. There were two families there, and I think it was a rough time for them. I don't know, but they seemed to have a lot of problems. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when the Carwells house burned?
Yeah. That was that Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, we knew them. Was it been the school that small? You pretty well
knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
How about Christmas? Did you have particular customs or Christmas traditions in your family?
Yeah.
That
we did. Of course, we opened our gifts on Christmas morning and had our Santa Claus. But my grandmother, who was a good cook too, always had us up there for Christmas dinner. I'm not sure we wanted to go, but we did. We did anyway. And I remember coming back, it would be, you know, December's dark anyway, and I thought, gosh, Christmas is gone, and I would rather have been at home. Isn't it ugly? I think all the trouble she went through, she always had scalloped oysters, and of course they had to come from Stanley somewhere. And probably her homemade ice cream. And we would have pageants at the church. You know, that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go Christmas caroling, we loved to do that.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. If people put a candle in the window.
Ah.
Then you knew they wanted you to come in and they would serve cookies and cocoa.
Did you do that with a group from church?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your sister was the musical one? Was she?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she ever played publicly. Of course, we were all, you know, Trimmer was great on glee clubs. Jean, I guess, sang alto and Mag. My dad sang in the choir, great bass voice.
Like Bach?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my mother said she really missed that after he died, because I know Mrs. Mary Monroe Peenick had come from Lexington to sort of shape us up. She said, Mr. McCallan, I don't mind you patting your foot, but please don't rock the choir. You know, just try not to do that because the whole choir was sort of shaking. But my mother said she really missed his voice, you know, when she went back. And Diane probably had the same problem.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we miss Buck. What was I going to ask you? See, I lose my train of thought, too. We talked about the... is there any particular event in Brownsburg that really stands out in your memory as something...
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, there were bad things that went on, too. But, you know, knifings with the blacks.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a kid, you hear bits and pieces, and you really don't know what happened, so...
What about the lawn parties?
I can't remember much about that. Maybe dinner on the grounds?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember much about lawn parties.
Someone had mentioned that in one of these interviews, and I thought that was a question that needed follow-up, and I never remembered to follow up with that person. What about... school segregation in the black schools. I think Mr. McCorkle told me that the black school was right down below where Miss Lib Ward lived.
Mm-hmm.
And so, were there a lot of black families in Brownsburg whose kids went to that?
See, our family will, I don't know why, but for what reason. I know it was Bob Schultz that I remember. My grandmother had, because they had such a poor water supply, would have her laundry done. And it was sent over there on the hill where Maxwellton, or...
Oh, Briar Hills.
Mm-hmm. Was a black woman who did her laundry. And she said it always bothered her. She might have a hole in her handkerchief, but she would always fold it. And it always looked perfect. But I know she had that done. I don't think, we never had any black help. The situation was different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. altogether different.
How about Mrs. Whipple? Was she a teacher when you were in high school, or?
Yeah, she and Fred were married, I think, in the late 30s. She was there then. See, that was 37. She was teaching then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you graduated in 41.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was she your teacher? Did she teach you any?
No.
She taught lower grades, and you were in high school mm-hmm. then, right?
But she said she was always calling to play piano for Miss Trimmer. She still asked me, I said, could you play the piano? She said, no, I cannot. But she's such a dear, and she can play by ear, or she can play by note.
Fantastic mm-hmm. piano player.
But she's just, honestly, is a person that sort of fits in most anywhere, and yet she really will take a stand if something's not going right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm so glad in these later years that I've learned to know her.
Were you in any of Miss Trimmer's plays or the Glee Club? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, you do what you got to do.
You do?
I remember John Layton and Weitzel and I were in a play together, and of course, it was a romantic scene. I remember Dave walking back and forth across the
Oh, you were dating Mr. McCorkle, and you had to play a romantic scene with Mr.
So
Weitzel?
Dave just wanted to make sure. Well, you just did, Miss Trimmer just did all the casting, and you just did it.
No questions asked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to work in the garden?
The main thing I remember, and I'm sure my dad did the hard part of it, was gardening. It was labor intense. He would fill these little cans or whatever they were, much kerosene in the bottom, and we had to go along the potato row and pick off potato beetle, put them in the kerosene. So we had potato bugs then, and we still have potato
mm-hmm.
bugs. But we didn't have the sprays, so they were probably a lot healthier than now. We had our own beef and pork.
Did your mother can a lot of vegetables?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the meats were canned and preserved. The apple, I remember the apple butter. This is probably penicillin on top, I don't know. It would be in a crock and we'd just scrape off the mold and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Was your family pretty healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Other than your father's arthritis?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And heart with him. Well, I think his mainly, because if you take 16 aspirin, you're going to have, but evidently there was, you know, the doctor said, why are you on blood pressure medicine? Then I just said, give me history there. But Roberta Farber's had some, but she's good about watching that. And of course, she says she's the only one left in her family. But.
And she exercises a lot too,
mm-hmm.
I think.
But you know, mother, sisters died in their 80s, so we've done okay.
Mhm. Mhm. And did you play games? How did you all entertain yourselves when you were growing up?
Well, there was a game called Andy Over. We had a small, well, we had a garage, and you'd knock a ball over and back, and. Meg, I remember talking about cracking the whip. Now, I don't know what that was all about. Everybody, you grab a hand and you go down a hill or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like something she'd do, but anyway. Well, we did go, we often would go to, up to, we'd love to go to the Indian Home to swim.
Mm-hmm. In Goshen Pass.
Mm-hmm. I remember they said to me, now, Annie, you ask Daddy, he won't say no to you.
how did you get there?
Well, we'd go by car. Mag was driving
mm-hmm.
it. But it was, of course, a lot different from Hayes Creek, which was okay. But, well, we did swim a lot. We had a swimming hole down below where we
mm-hmm.
Walked a lot, sang a lot. Played a lot of card games,
mm-hmm.
which my grandkids is. This thing called Animal they love to play, and solitaire, double solitaire, triple solitaire, And I guess it really, to keep us entertained.
Did you read a lot?
I wasn't the best reader. I remember telling Ms. Trimmer, I only want the books that the conversation's in. And she said, well, no, you can't, you just, but then later years, I'm an avid reader now. I just love to read.
And was there a library at school? Where would you even get books?
Well, my mother was a great reader. I don't remember a library at school, but certainly we had one.
And what was your mother's life like? Was she busy all the time with four girls doing laundry?
I can't think that. I don't know how she did it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just so different what she was used to. I don't know. But of course, she never complained. And when I look back on it, it helped. I don't know. Where she sewed for us. They did have the home demonstration clubs then that the women went to.
Mm-hmm.
Church circles. Again, it was
mm-hmm.
all around the community pretty much, yeah.
Let me look and see if there are other things I need to ask you, or if you look at your notes and see if there are other mm-hmm. things you need to tell me.
Well, this telephone system was something in Brownsburg.
Oh, tell me that.
Miss O.C. and Miss, what's her name? Well, I know when you dialed, you had to, on the old phone, it was three longs and a short. That was somebody's number, but anyway, Miss O.C. and Miss Maddie, they were the town, whatever, carriers. I don't know what you're talking about. You think Miss Whipple's at home? She said, no, I just saw her go down to the store. She's not at home now. But really, it was a good system, too, because when things happened, it was just, it spread in a hurry and got things done. But that was above the Stucco Bank, Bank of Rockridge.
When did you get a telephone?
It must have been a long time before, because I don't remember anything about
that. You don't ever remember not having
what?
A telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And every... As I understand, there were little exchanges, and each exchange had a name, or?
No, I don't remember that. Just know we had our own little, I think ours was three long and a short.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a certain, and of course you certainly couldn't do what we do now, all the communications. And I remember this, I think it was Mr. Huffman, was a linesman for the telephone company, and his wife was pregnant, and my mother was pregnant. So when he came to work on the phone, she hid. Didn't want him to see her in that condition. Then when this child was born, the same, my mother said, oh my goodness. But those days, you just didn't do that. You didn't go away from society. And
did she go to church?
I can't remember that. See, I'm the youngest here, so I doubt if she did.
Huh. So you just didn't go out in public?
When you're pregnant. Well, maybe up to a point you could.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you think of anything else, other stories, anything about your ancestors, stories about your ancestors you'd like to share with us?
Well, just knowing that one grandmother, and then we weren't very compatible.
Ah.
She was pretty astute.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Anything else you... Mm-hmm. I'll stop and let you look through mm-hmm. your notes. Mrs. McCorkle, I know you have a little clipping from the newspaper about Miss Trimmer. I wonder if you'd mind reading that for me. It's so interesting.
Miss O.C. Trimmer is principal of Brownsburg School in Rockridge County, which was listed as an honor school and scholarship as a result of a recent survey by Charles C. Rodifer. Only two rural high schools, Brownsburg and Prospect, attained this rating. Ms. Trimmer believes stressing of the fundamentals is responsible for her school's record.
I just think it's so remarkable that a little tiny country school
mm-hmm.
like that had such a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But
and see, then if we did something wrong at school, like Dave said, it was such a close society, your parents would know before you even got
home. Before you got home.
And then they would also reprimand you.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they'd sue anybody. It's a sad, yeah.
Well, it's different times.
And I remember one time my mother had a like a luncheon, I guess, on her front porch for all these, you know, my dad was on the school board, and I guess she would have all these exotic things. And so I guess that's the way she expressed herself, but then I wonder about her too, how she did that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I see now, things that I've done that I can't do now. When you're younger, you do things different. Look at Roberta Falber. She can move mountains. And I have another daughter just like her. Oh, Roberta got us through that. We have a daughter, Roberta. She knew, and she's they're an international family, and she knew that we were letting things go at the farm. And we had applied here in 1997. And one day she called Vicki, and Vicki just come on board, wasn't Jerry Shore. Vicki's very outgoing. And Bert left a message, and Vicki returned the call, made an appointment. And so Bert called, "Mom, I made an appointment for you and Dad to go look at an apartment." "Oh, okay," I said. And she said, "You go now." That's like Roberta. And there was a woman from Winchester who had a sick dog and couldn't come. She was ahead of us. But, you know, when I think about our life, though, after this initial period, when Dave was in soil conservation, he would have conventions all over the United States, and we as a family went, and what a wonderful thing. We camped, and that's the only way we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we did a dry run. AAA said, "Try bar tent, try it first, because you might not like it," down at Shenando Lake. I hate snakes. The only snake I like is a dead one. Well, we went down there, and it was okay. But I didn't know till a year later. Dave had taken her son down to this little stream to wash him off, and it was, he said, "It's full of snakes." And he didn't tell me that, he knew. But we never did see a snake. And thank heavens we were in this tiny apartment. That camping had was invaluable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was one time all five of us went west with just a thing on top, a carrier, and tents. We camped out 16 or 18 days. We only had 3 changes of clothes. I remember I wrote my mother and I said, "I haven't seen much scenery, but I know where all the laundromats are." But it gets you down to basics, because mm-hmm. the more room you have, the more you fill up. And what a blessing for our children to be here. So it's worked out fine. Yeah.
And where are your children?
Well, I want to show you. You need to see this picture.